Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear about what robots can learn from dogs. We'll get some tips on keeping our pets cool. And does your dog have allergies or hot spots? We'll start with this. What is your dog thinking? Secrets of the Canine Mind. This is a contribution to ErnieandBertie.com by Michelle Oga at Woof Warehouse. She writes, Andy and I happily adopted Watson almost 2 years ago now, and every once in a while I find myself wondering just what my little guy is thinking. Does he have feelings like I do? Does he have dreams of chasing the neighborhood squirrel? What does he think while he stares at me eating dinner? These questions and more are not uncommon among my fellow pet parents, but the good news is that scientists have increasingly been researching the canine mind, providing us humans some insight into the once secret lives of our furry family members. Do dogs experience emotions? Well, of course they do. Research has found that dogs do indeed have the same brain structure that is responsible for emotions in humans. They even produce the same hormones and experience the same chemical changes in humans associated with different emotional states. Oxytocin, the love hormone that is responsible for the feelings of love and affection, are also present in dogs. Therefore, it would seem reasonable to deduce that dogs have emotions that are similar to ours. But it is important to remember that the dog's brain is only roughly equivalent to that of a toddler, no more than 2 years old. This means that dogs do have emotions. However, they do not possess the full range of emotions. Dogs also age much more quickly than humans, which means that they acquire their full emotional range by the time they are 4 to 6 months old. Just like a toddler, dogs are able to experience the basic emotions like joy, fear, anger, disgust, excitement, contentment, distress, and love. Dogs will not be able to develop complex emotions such as guilt, contempt, shame, or pride. Now, some might say, but Max looked so guilty when I caught him digging through the trash. While many people might think that their dog is feeling guilty, it is more than likely that the dog is exhibiting the more basic emotion of fear. In this instance, the dog has learned that when his person appears and the trash is all over the floor, bad things happen to him. So instead, what people perceive as guilt is actually the dog's fear of punishment. Dogs are simply not capable of feeling guilt or shame. Do dogs smile? Although many dogs, especially corgis and other typically friendly breeds, appear to be smiling at times, they are not actually smiling in the same way humans do. Rather, dogs exhibit an expression that mimics smiling. In this expression, dogs have slightly open jaws, which reveal the tongue lapping over her front teeth. Additionally, the eyes tend to take on a teardrop shape, as if the outer corners of the eyes are being pulled upward and slightly out. This is a causal expression that is seen in dogs when they are relaxed, playing, or interacting socially with people. Once any anxiety or stress is experienced by the dog, its mouth closes and the dog's tongue retracts. Contrary to popular belief, dogs are actually capable of laughing and usually do so when they are playing. Doggy laughter starts with the canine equivalent of smiling, described above, and also includes a sound that is similar to panting. In fact, a few years ago, behaviorist Patricia Simonette at Sierra Nevada College recorded the sounds of dogs while they played. Over the course of analyzing these sounds, she was able to identify a broader range of frequencies than when dogs are simply panting to cool off. Simonette also found that when she played the laughs of dogs, puppies romped for joy. The sounds also helped calm anxious dogs in animal shelters. Do dogs dream? There are times when I could swear Watson is dreaming. especially when I hear him whimper quite loudly in his sleep. In fact, many dog owners claim that their dogs must be dreaming as they notice Fido occasionally quiver, twitch a leg, or even appear to be running in their sleep while laying on the floor. Structurally, a dog's brain is similar to a human brain, and the brainwave patterns even look similar between dogs and humans during sleep. Dogs also exhibit the same stages of electrical activity observed in humans. These pieces of evidence would seem to point to the idea that dogs do in fact dream. Much of the dreaming you do at night is associated with activities that you engaged in that day. Therefore, if you had participated in rock climbing during the day, you might have a dream about it that night. Dogs are very similar in that there is evidence that suggests they too dream about common dog activities. Human brains have a special structure called the pons, which keeps us from acting out our dreams. When scientists inactivated this part of the brain in dogs, they found that the dogs started to move and react to their dreams, even though their brains indicated that they were still asleep. Scientists also observed that dogs started to move only when their brains entered a deep stage of sleep associated with dreaming. And during the course of those dreams, dogs actually executed the actions they performed in their dreams. For instance, if a dog was dreaming of chasing a fox, they mimic running in their sleep. In fact, it is interesting to note that scientists have found that small dogs have more dreams than big dogs do, but that big dogs have dreams that last longer. For all the research conducted over the last decade or so, we still may never know what our dogs are thinking about moment by moment, but that shouldn't stop us from trying to make them smile, laugh, and have the best dreams. So go give your pooch a smooch or take a trip to the dog beach where he can let loose. You can find more from Michelle Oga on Facebook at Woof Warehouse. From TheVerge.com, artificial intelligence learns from dogs. Researchers teach AI to think like a dog and find out what they know about the world. They say AI trained on dog behavior could be useful for teaching robots. This was written by James Vincent at JJ Vincent. What can artificial intelligence learn from dogs? Quite a lot, say researchers from the University of Washington and Allen Institute for AI. They recently trained neural networks to interpret and predict the behavior of canines. Their results, they say, show that animals could provide a new source of training data for AI systems, including those used to control robots. To train AI to think like a dog, the researchers first needed data. They collected this in the form of videos and motion information captured from a single dog, a Malamute named Kelp. A total of 380 short videos were taken from a GoPro camera mounted to the dog's head, along with movement data from sensors on its legs and body. Essentially, Kelp was being recorded in the same way Hollywood uses motion capture to record actors playing CGI creations. But instead of Andy Serkis bringing Gollum to life, they were capturing a dog going about its daily life, walking, playing fetch, and going to the park. With this information in hand, the researchers analyzed Kelp's behavior using deep learning. This is an AI technique that can be used to sift patterns from data. In this case, that meant matching the motion data of Kelp's limbs and the visual data from the GoPro with various doggy activities. The resulting neural network trained on this information could predict what a dog would do in certain situations. If it saw someone throwing a ball, for example, it would know that the reaction of a dog would be to turn and chase it. Speaking to The Verge, the paper's lead author, Kiana Asani, explained that the predictive capacity of their AI system was very accurate, but only in short bursts. In other words, if the video shows a set of stairs, then you can guess the dog is going to climb them. But beyond that, life is simply too varied to predict. Whether or not the dog will see a toy or an object it wants to chase, who knows? Says Asani, a PhD student at the University of Washington. The researchers turned information about dog behavior into knowledge about how the world works. What's really clever, though, is what the researchers did next. Taking the neural network trained on the dog's behavior, they wanted to see if it had learned anything else about the world that they had not explicitly programmed. As they explain in the paper, dogs clearly demonstrate visual intelligence, recognizing food, obstacles, other humans and animals. So does a neural network trained to act like a dog show the same cleverness? It turns out yes, although only in a very limited capacity. The researchers applied two tests to the neural network, asking it to identify different scenes, like indoors, outdoors, on stairs, on a balcony, and walkable surfaces, which are exactly what they sound like, places they can walk. In both cases, the neural network was able to complete these tasks with decent accuracy, using just the basic data it had of a dog's movements and whereabouts. Our intuition for this was that the dogs are really good at finding where to walk, where they're allowed to go, and where they're not, says Isani. This is a very hard task for a computer because it requires a lot of prior knowledge. This knowledge might be whether a surface is too steep to walk on or if it's spiky and uncomfortable. It would be time-consuming to program a robot with all these rules, but a dog already knows them all. So by watching kelp's behavior, the neural network learned these rules without having to be taught them. In other words, it learned from the dog. Now, it's important to include a lot of caveats here. The software created by Isani and her colleagues is not in any way a model of a dog's brain or its consciousness. All it's doing is learning a few very basic rules from a limited set of data, i.e. where a dog likes to walk. And as with every other AI system, there's no reasoning happening here. The software is simply finding patterns in the data. This in itself is not new. Researchers are always training AI systems from similar data. But as Isani points out, this seems to be the first time anyone has ever tried learning from a dog, and the fact that it worked suggests that animals could be a useful source of training data. After all, dogs know plenty of other things that would be very useful for robots. What humans look like, for example, or the difference between an adult and a baby. Dogs know to avoid cars and how to navigate stairs, which are important lessons for any robot that needs to operate in a human environment. Of course, this paper is only a very simple demonstration of how we might learn from animals, and much more work needs to be done before this paradigm is productive. But Isani says she's confident it could have some very useful applications. One immediate thing that comes to my mind is making a robot dog. It's already a hard task for a robot to know how to move and where to go or if they want to chase something, she says. This would definitely help us building a more efficient and better robot dog. Next, keeping pets cool in the heat. This is written by Sherry Woodard, Best Friends Animal Behavior Consultant. Providing protection for our pets in hot weather is critical. Pets, like people, are susceptible to the effects of extreme heat. This resource outlines the effects of hot weather on dogs, cats, and rabbits. Dogs. One of the most life-threatening mistakes people can make is to leave a dog in a vehicle in hot weather. Dogs can't prepare, as humans do, to cool themselves off via evaporation. They can't perspire. As humans do, to cool themselves off via evaporation. So they have to pant to cool themselves. If the air that they are taking in is too hot, as it is in a parked car in hot weather, then panting has little cooling effect, and the dog quickly overheats. Many people think their dog will be okay if they leave the windows open, but even with the windows wide open, the car can quickly become hot. Hot enough to cause heat stroke, brain damage, and even death. Your pet may pay dearly for even a few minutes spent in a sweltering car. And you should never let your dog ride in an open pickup truck because it's especially dangerous in hot weather, since truck beds are often dark colors, which get very hot. Please leave your pets at home during hot weather. Signs of heat stroke include heavy panting that does not resolve as the pet rests, increasing distress, a tongue color that is dark red to almost purple, weakness or collapse, hypersalivation, vomiting, and labored breathing. If you suspect a dog or cat is suffering from heat stroke, move him to a cooler environment immediately and apply cool water to the abdomen, ears, and foot pads. Don't pour ice water over the whole animal. Submerge him in a tub of cold water or cover him in a cold, wet blanket. Don't do that. Once he is stable, get him to a vet as quickly as possible, even if he seems to be cooling down and his temperature seems normal. Things may be happening on the inside that are not obvious from the outside. If you walk your dog on a lead, keep in mind that asphalt can get very hot during the summer. In fact, it can get hot enough to burn a dog's pads, causing him pain for days. You might want to do only short walks early in the morning or later in the evening when the temperatures are lower. Before taking your dog for a walk, check the ground for hotness with one of your own hands or bare feet. If you can't keep your hand or foot on the ground for more than 3 seconds, it's probably too hot to walk your furry friend. Dogs who are older or overweight, have a thick coat, or have a pushed-in nose, such as bulldogs, Boston Terriers, and pugs, are especially at risk of overheating. On walks, bring water for both you and your pet or a collapsible bowl if there's a water source on your route. Providing water for your dog is always important, but it's especially critical during hot weather. If your dog is inside during the day, make sure you supply fresh, cool water that remains in a shaded spot throughout the day, since the sun coming through a window can heat a bowl of water. Most dogs don't drink. They won't drink hot water no matter how thirsty they are. If your dog stays outside during the day, make sure his water bowl isn't in a place where he will tip it over. Water bowls can be tipped over by dogs trying to make a cool spot to lay down. If necessary, buy a tip-proof water bowl. Also, make sure he has a shady place where he can get relief from the sun. Kiddie pools are a nice way to give dogs their own clean puddle in which to play. Grooming all dogs, even dogs with short coats, helps to keep them comfortable as the seasons change. A natural coat that has been groomed offers protection from sunburn and acts as a cooling insulation. Shaving your dog's coat will take away that protection. If you give your dog a close cut for the summer, she may need protection from the sun, so consult a veterinarian about whether your pet needs a pet-approved sunscreen on exposed areas. Dogs with bald patches or minimal coats may need sunscreen, as well as Nordic breeds of dogs who are prone to autoimmune-related sun diseases. Cats. Cats, of course, also need plenty of cool water during the hot weather. White cats can become sunburned if they lay in the sun too long. Even if they're indoor cats, they can get sunburned through a sunny window. Rabbits. Rabbits can also be adversely affected by extremes of temperature. To control the temperature of their environment and to keep them safe from predators, rabbits should be kept inside. The temperature inside their houses should not drop below 60 or go above 75 degrees. Heat stroke can occur in a rabbit at 80 degrees. Pets in hot weather. A little empathy goes a long way to protect our pets from extreme weather. If it's too hot for us to stay comfortable in the car, in the yard, or on a walk, it's even hotter for our furry friends. From Ernie and Bertie, find out if your dog has allergies or hot spots. This was written by Bertie at ErnieandBertie.com. Allergies. Like humans, the first sign of discomfort, usually shown by an allergic dog, is itchy, irritated skin. Some dogs also get a runny nose or eyes, sneeze, or even suffer from vomiting and diarrhea. Uncovering the source of the allergy can be quite frustrating for owners and veterinarians alike. Some dogs are allergic to components in their diet. A food allergy can emerge early in life. Usually, the offenders are beef or soy products. The best way to determine if diet is causing an allergic reaction is to feed hypoallergenic food for several weeks and see if the signs regress. To be altogether certain of a food allergy, you'd need to challenge the dog with the prior food and see if the signs recur. Another common allergic condition is known as atopy. Atopy refers to an inhalant allergy or a reaction to environmental components. Molds, plants, dust, even furniture stuffing fall into this category. Signs of atopy may be seasonal. The only practical way to discover what's bothering this allergic dog is to ask a veterinary dermatologist to conduct an intradermal skin test, much as is done with human allergy sufferers. Then you can try avoiding the offensive material or attempt hyposensitization. These problems are also best discussed with a qualified dermatologist. A few comments about some common dog allergies. Many dogs are sensitive to flea collars, flea bites, or dyes in plastic food dishes. These things are easily identified and corrected. If a flea collar irritates your dog's neck, remove it and wash the area thoroughly with a mild soap or shampoo. Switch to another type of product. And if your dog's red, irritated nose is caused by an allergy to dyed plastic, replace the plastic dish with metal or glass. If it's an allergy, the condition should be resolved. Hot spots. One of the most common summertime complaints seen by veterinarians are hot spots, round hairless patches of tender red oozing skin which seem to erupt overnight. They are usually found on the rump, although they may appear anywhere on the body. Hot spots are especially prevalent in heavy-coated breeds and in any dog with skin allergies. Hot spots probably begin as a focus of irritation caused by a flea bite, impacted anal sacs, or other small annoyances. However, the more the dog licks and chews at the spot, the worse it feels, so the more the animal licks and chews. A small problem explodes into a larger one. These lesions need to be treated promptly before you have a dog in agony. Treatment of a hot spot begins with clipping away the surrounding hair and cleaning the surface of the wound. The area is then covered with a soothing spray, liquid, or ointment. The veterinarian will attempt to find and eliminate the source of the complaint. Your dog may need to wear an Elizabethan collar, a plastic contraption similar to a lampshade, sometimes referred to as the cone of shame, around his neck to prevent it from attacking the area further until the skin begins to heal. Antibiotics and anti-inflammatory medications may be prescribed as well. And that was posted on ErnieandBertie.com and was written by Ernie. If you have concerns about your pet's health, it's always advisable to consult your veterinarian. In the news from Australia, a story with a happy ending for a girl and her hero dog. Loyal blue heeler stays with three-year-old lost in bush overnight. This is from abc.net.au in Australia, and Gail Burke and Matt Eaton filed this report. Dateline, Saturday, April 21st, 2018. An old blue heeler named Max remained by the side of a three-year-old girl and led searchers to her after she spent more than 15 hours lost in rugged bushland on Queensland's Southern Downs overnight. Aurora was reported missing about 3 p.m. on Friday after she wandered off on her own, but a search of woodlands and hills in the rural property in wet weather on Friday night found no trace of her. On Saturday morning, more than 100 State Emergency Service, SES, volunteers, police, and members of the public resumed the search and found the girl safe and well with Max the dog at 8 a.m. For his good work in keeping the little girl safe, Max has now been declared an honorary police dog. Kelly Benson, the partner of Lisa Bennett, who is Aurora's grandmother, said Miss Bennett and other searchers heard the little girl faintly from the top of a mountain on Saturday morning. She found the dog first. Max led her to Aurora, Mr. Benson said. Max is 17 years old, deaf, and partially blind. SES Area Controller Ian Phipps confirmed a family member spotted Aurora and Max about 2 kilometers from the house, still on the family property at Cherry Gully, 30 kilometers south of Warwick. The area around the house is quite mountainous and is very inhospitable terrain to go walking in, so she traveled quite a distance with her dog, who was quite loyal to her, he said. The search was actually quite hard, where the volunteers and the police were amongst the very steep slopes full of lantana and other vegetation. Miss Bennett said she tracked her down after the 3-year-old responded to her shouting. When I heard her yell Grammy, I knew it was her, she said. I shot up the mountain, and when I got to the top, the dog came to me and led me straight to her. He never left her sight. She smelled of dog. She slept with the dog. Miss Bennett said it was an emotional reunion with a lot of tears. I think Aurora was a bit overwhelmed by the tears and the howling, but I explained to her how happy those tears were, she said. It could have gone any of 100 ways, but she's here. She's alive. She's well, and it's a great outcome for our family. Mr. Phipps said Aurora suffered minor cuts and abrasions, but was otherwise well. And it was a wonderful outcome for the family and searchers. With the weather last night, it's quite lucky she is well because it was cold. It was cold and raining, he said. She's a very hardy young lass to survive that without any ill effects. And everyone, all the volunteers are extremely happy. They had traveled from all over the region just to do the search. And that's one of the things they joined the SES for, is to look after the community and do the activities and bring happiness to a family. And that'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.